which took place at midnight October 22nd to 23rd. A week earlier, Colonel O. Dobie, nicknamed the Mad Colonel of Arnhem, of the British 1st Airborne Division, who had escaped from a German hospital after being made prisoner, had swum across the Rhine and contacted Colonel Sink. Dobie said there were 125 British troops, some 10 Dutch resistance fighters who were being sought by the Germans, and 5 American pilots hiding out with the Dutch underground on the north side of the Lower Rhine. He wanted to get them back, and he needed help. Sink agreed to cooperate. As the crossing point was across from Easy's position, Sink volunteered Heiliger to lead the rescue patrol. Or, as Gordon put it, "We would furnish the personnel, the British would furnish the idea, and, I suppose, the band-aids." A fair swap by British standards. Dobie was in contact with the Dutch underground on the far side by telephone. For some reason, the Germans had never cut those lines. He designated the night of October 22nd, 23rd for the operation. The American 81st AA-AT Battalion would fire tracers over the river with their Bofors guns to mark the spot where the Dutch would bring the men waiting to be rescued. To allay German suspicion, for several nights before the operation, the 81st fired tracers at midnight. On the appointed night, Heiliger, Lieutenants Welsh and Edward Shames, and 17 men selected by Heiliger, followed engineer tape from the dike down to the river, where British canvas collapsible boats had been hidden the previous evening. It was, as usual, a murky night, with a drizzle adding to the obscurity. The shivering men edged the boats into the river. At midnight, the Bofors fired the tracers straight north. The Dutch underground blinked the V for Victory signal with red flashlights from the north bank. Easy began paddling as silently as possible across the river. The men crossed with pounding hearts, but without incident. They leaped out of the boats and moved forward. Gordon had the machine gun on the left flank. He set it up and prepared to defend against attack. Corporal Francis Mellett had the machine gun on the right flank. Private Stafford was at the point for the column seeking contact with the Dutch underground, Heiliger immediately behind him. Stafford moved forward stealthily. There was no firing, no illumination. This was enemy territory completely unfamiliar to the Americans, and it was pitch black. "The absolute quiet was almost petrifying to me," Stafford remembered. Stafford took another cautious step. A large bird flew up not more than a foot away from his face. "I am positive my heart stopped beating," Stafford recalled. "I flipped off the safety on my M1 and was about to fire when," Lieutenant Heiliger calmly said,